Clare provides funding for small-scale infrastructural projects in rural areas that has had significant level of population decline, and there are many of those in the Gaeltacht areas. So I'm pleased that Minister Cailleary has invited applications as and from today for the various measures, and that's of course the Measure 1 is for community facilities and amenities, youth clubs, playgrounds. Measure 2, support for community transport, meals and wheels, vehicles for first responders, and of course Measure 3 for offshore islands. And he has introduced a new option this year for local authorities to apply for funding up to 100,000 for larger scale projects, and there's also an extra application for local authorities with Gaeltacht areas specifically for those areas. Now all of these have to be in Measure 2, which is of course the measure dealing with support for community transport has to be in by the 13th of June, and all of the others in by the 23rd of May, and they will all go through the Donegal County Council.
Now, obviously, there are a number of major projects, I'm sure, will come from the county. I'm sure the council is going to work on some major projects. But all of those smaller projects that go through Clare, those community supports, the things like Meals on Wheels, the things like that, they don't hit the headlines very often, but they're hugely important on the ground in local areas.
Yeah, there's a lot of good work done behind the scenes by community groups, and we saw that very clearly during the COVID period when the country was closed down, that those groups did exceptional work. And if we look again at the others, that for meals, in addition to Meals on Wheels, you have first responders. So these are very much bottom-up. Clare and Leader are very much bottom-up, and this is an opportunity for the communities to submit their applications to the council, and of course I suppose the demand will be greater than the supply, but we'll wait and see how it develops.